Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists recording on other than the Motown record label for this half hour. Well, coming up, we'll hear from Michael Jackson, the Isley Brothers, Jimmy Ruffin, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, and Rod Stewart with the Temptations. Well, first up this half hour, Michael Jackson. Well, Michael, who at one point considered producing his first record album as a solo by himself, said in an interview, "I'm not sure I'm ready to be a record producer. I've only recently stepped into the role of solo artist." Explaining why he contacted Quincy Jones to produce the record album after their collaboration on The Wiz, Michael added, "When something worked as well as it did with Quincy, I'm the type of person who says stay with what works. So I started to hum Q." Well, here is the second Michael Jackson solo song that reached number one, Rock With You, on the Epic record label, right here on Motown Memories.
If you want me to love You're going away, couldn't make me.
Well, that was Jimmy Ruffin with a Motown memory, Hold On to My Love. That reached number 10 from 1980 on the RSO record label, and it was his first top 40 song in 13 years. Before that, the Isley Brothers are on their T-Neck record label, number 2 from 1969, It's Your Thing. And we started with Michael's Rock With You, number 1 from 1979. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs recorded from Motown artists that were recorded either before or after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a song Gladys Knight and the Pips released after the Motown era, Midnight Train to Georgia, number one from 1973. This was Gladys Knight and the Pips' first number one song after reaching number two twice while on the Motown record label. Well, after 8 years with Motown, Gladys and the Pips went in search of greener pastures. They signed with New York-based Buddha Records in 1973. While songwriter Jim Weatherly from Mississippi had recorded one of his own songs called Midnight Plane to Houston on a record label called Amos Records. He recalled it was based on a conversation I had with someone after taking a plane to Houston, Weatherly recalled. Well, the song was changed to Midnight Train to Georgia. Here is Gladys Knight and the Pips, right here on Motown Memories.
Without him in mind,
world is his.
with Tom Fallon.
Since you've been away, I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away, I've been thinking of you, trying to understand the reason you left me. What were you going?
That was Diana Ross with Missing You. That was on the RCA record label, and that was her last top 40 song, reaching number 10 from 1985, and was dedicated to Marvin Gaye. And we started with Gladys and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia, number 1 from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown record label artists that recorded on other than the Motown record label in their careers, either before or after. Well, coming up, Michael Jackson, after the Motown era, another number one song from the Thriller album, Billy King, on the Epic record label. Well, Quincy Jones, the producer of this song, along with Michael Jackson, recalled that he's taken us right up to where we belong. Black music had to play second fiddle for a long time, but its spirit is the whole motor of pop. Michael has connected with every soul in the world. Well, that might be because every soul in the world purchased a copy of Thriller, or so it seemed. The album had passed the 40 million mark and is the best-selling record of all time. Well, here is Michael, right here on Motown Memories.
She just said, girl, that I am the one. comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was Rod Stewart with The Temptations, and that was called the Motown Song, and that was released in 1991 and reached number 10 on the Wanna record label. And we started with Billie Jean, Michael Jackson, number 1 from 83. That brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we've been featuring Motown artists that had hit songs either before or after they reached the Motown record label. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions for a future Motown Memories show, love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.